to reader. I hope this finds you well. I don't really know the right way to start this letter. I'm not even sure if we share the same language. I'm the daughter of the baby girl you gave away all those years ago. Her name is Rohini. We don't know much about you. Mum was given her pre-adoption papers a couple of years ago with your information. We only know your name and that you're from Vitawa. Not a lot, really. Mum and Dad took us to Fiji a few times when we were young. I remember the taste of coconut milk and the smell of the soil, and I think I would look at it all differently if I went there again. Where are you now? I'm not sure what to tell you, except that we love the family we were raised in. All Mum's brothers and sisters were adopted too, and that was a special environment. I never felt I had to look or be any one way, surrounded by so many different faces and personalities. In some ways, I am grateful to you for giving me that. I've been researching more and more about Fijian Indian history, and I feel a deep connection to everything. It makes me think about you and wonder who you are. I'm not sure where I fit into the larger weaving of this history. I sometimes feel so silly and uncertain that I have a place in it at all. That's it for now. I'll think it all over and try again soon. Namaste, B. Dear reader, connecting is hard for me. I say things funny or slip between other people's accents. I don't feel a center of gravity, an axis from which to guide myself. I think this is why it's hard to write to you. I don't know how to write about something I've never been able to put into words before. With Mum, I never had to get it right. She might not always get me, but she understands beyond words this feeling that is both distant and so close it presses firmly against us. I couldn't describe it to you if you asked. No arrangement of the alphabet could do it justice. And it doesn't have to, as long as she knows what I mean. We were spoiled throughout our whole childhoods, with various things, but especially food. Mum has always been a good cook. She seems so intuitive when adding spices, herbs, sauces. She's a natural. She's always teaching me new things, and when she's not, I'm calling her up to ask her how she made that something or other from last Wednesday. I associate her with the strong fragrance of cardamom. It's her favorite. She leaves behind whole pods in our meals, and the hard crunch and burst of sharp perfume leaves a lasting impression. Her appreciation for food is something she has passed on. I now refuse to make anything from the jar, from pasta sauce to curry, despite not knowing what I'm doing. Cooking this way reminds me of Mum, and it often feels like a thread tied to you. The smell of fresh coriander and masala is something I allow myself to bask in, and I feel like I'm reforming connections, even if they're imagined ones. Namaskar, B. Dear Nani, I would like to know more about you. I wonder what you look like. I wonder if I've seen you before. I wonder what you're good at. I wonder whether you're anything like us. The more I learn about Fiji and India, the more I feel I learn about you, about us. At once, I'm becoming and simultaneously unwinding myself. I'm trying to find my place in it all. I research, looking for traces of myself in the details. I tread carefully, slipping in and out of the woven path, untangling and rethreading with the string of you that is tied to me. At times, it is loose, tied between distant planes, and other times it is pulled so taut I feel the hum of Indra's net tangled behind me. Yet, I worry our threads have become fraught, and I weave, I knot, I tie, trying to mend them. I wind stories from my hands, and I suppose I do it because of you. I sing songs to you, but you'll never hear them, and I make things from clay, cardamom, and sugar, but you'll never see them. I don't know my place here yet. I'm not sure that I will write to you again. Wishing you well always, Alvida, Bella.